gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is...
Dr. Sue Toper.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats and getting lick and lap, which is a special treat for them. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will definitely fall in love with. So much to the point that you can get them to do almost anything. You can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can find it in pet stores. And you can also find it at Walmart.com. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. Check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
Spend seasons on the dark side of the moon. Don't try denying, cause you know that I've been there too. Right now I know how it feels like the world's gonna end, but I'll get you through. If it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna love the head out.
That's actually one of the songs from the new movie out now, It Ends With Us. So if you want to see the film, go check it out at a theater near you. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all text. Always make it to my seat with time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to the movies.
Popcorn. So if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out these top five as of last week. I'll tell you, this movie, not for everyone. It's rated R. So not for kids, but it is funny, and it is crazy, and it's made $456 million in 2 weeks. That would be Deadpool and Wolverine, and it's a funny movie, but they don't hold back. and there's a scene where Deadpool makes out with the ugliest dog in the world, the one that won that contest. It's hysterical. So it's a funny movie. It's all meant to be fun, but it does have bad language, so it's not for kids. But it, tremendous amount of money to make $456 million in 2 weeks.
That's a lot of money.
That's insane. And that's just domestic. That's not overseas or anything. Mm-hmm. Number two, which is doing quite well, actually, Twisters, $212 million in 3 weeks. That's a good take as well, and it deserves it. Glenn Powell does a great job in this movie. He's become the new It Man in Hollywood. Twisters, go check it out. I wanted to see this one. I did not get an opportunity to screen it, but it's called Trap. And that made $24 million in 1 week, which is still a good take as well, considering the movie theaters were kind of on a low for the summer until now. Despicable Me 4, $325 million in 5 weeks. And to round out the top five, Inside Out 2, $633 million in 8 weeks domestically.
Wow.
I think it's made like $1.5 billion or something like that worldwide. And I went back in 9 years, Dr. Sue, and I went back and I looked at Despicable Me. I gave it like, I think, 2.5 out of 4, you know, paws. I ranked by paws. I thought it was okay. I thought it wasn't bad. People liked it, but it didn't make money like this. This Inside Out 2 is just amazing. $633 million in 8 weeks. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, I gave it 4 out of 4 when I screened it. I relate it just a little bit too closely with the new character called Anxiety.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just like, oh, my God, that's me. So I ended up liking Anxiety, and they have a couple other new characters in it. But it's really worth seeing, and it's a lot of fun, and it's family-oriented. So I highly recommend to go check it out. But I did get to screen the movie, which you heard one of the songs from, which is a great song, the one that we were playing when Kayla opened up the show. It's a beautiful song. It Ends With Us.
I've read both books.
I know. I met people in the theater. I didn't even know it was a book until...
Yeah.
You know, because I usually don't look anything up until after I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And people in the theater told me that it's books. And the one girl that I spoke to said it's about 90%, if not more, relatable to the book.
Okay. So it's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple things changed here and there. But I went on in unexpecting what I saw, and I gave it 3 out of 4 paws, but I really did like the movie. I thought it was really good, and I love Blake Lively, but I thought she was a little, you know, kind of like no peaks and valleys a little bit. The guy, though, that is the director of the movie as well as the actor in the movie, he does a great job, and you kind of get the unexpected if you don't know what the book's all about.
Right.
So
for the husband character or not?
The husband.
The husband, okay.
Yeah. And the one that was a young boyfriend from when they were kids, he does a good job as well. I mean,
that's Atlas, yeah.
Yeah, Atlas, thank you. Mm-hmm. Actually does a good job. And they leave you in the end kind of wondering.
Well, that's because it starts with us. I mean, that'll be the next one.
Oh.
That's another book.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, she wrote another book about the same characters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll come out.
Yes.
Because this one I think will do pretty well. I think a lot of people will go see it, especially couples. But mm-hmm. expect the unexpected. That's what I'll kind of say. But you can read my reviews at talkinpets.com, TALKINPets.com. And no animals in this one. So nothing to talk about in terms of the way that they were used or anything like that. But the movie itself is a good movie. You'll like it. I enjoyed it. I think it was like 2 hours long. And it was worth the 2 hours that I got to watch it. So It Ends With Us. And again, read my reviews at talkinpets.com. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets. We want to speak with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call.
Hi, I'm Victor Webster with my pets, Buddha and Harley, my little dogs. And you're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Thank you, Victor. He was on Mutant X. That was one of the shows that he was on, I believe, way back when, Victor.
Uh-huh.
Nice guy. Big guy. Not taller than me. His hands are like twice the size of mine. And he looks like 1,000 times better than I ever would.
That can't be true, John.
Oh, I don't know about that. So, and a nice guy, too. So, but pick up the phone. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. When we come back, we got a story from Dr. Sue. So stay tuned for that. But pick up the phone. Let's talk pets. 818-818-6401. And we have some new giveaways in this one when we play a game. We have the 2025 calendars from Workman. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be giving away the 365 days of dogs, the desk calendar, or you could go with the chicken calendar. So as well as all the other stuff that we do give away, you could choose from them as well. But once again, this is Talking Pets.
The answer isn't fair. You know you can call on me. When you need somebody, you know you can call on me. You can stop the tears from falling down.
Continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Path here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
We are celebrating Smokey Bear's 80th birthday by honoring wildlife prevention heroes. Heroes like Lassie, Walt Disney Productions, and the San Diego Padres, who have all been awarded for their devotion to wildfire prevention with the Smokey Bear Award. First issued in 1957 by President Eisenhower, the Smokey Bear Award is the pinnacle of honor in wildlife prevention and increases public recognition and awareness of the ongoing need for wildfire prevention efforts. This ceremony is part of a broader campaign to celebrate 80 years of wildlife prevention messaging through everyone's favorite Forest Ranger Bear. This includes a float in the Rose Parade and a balloon in the upcoming Thanksgiving Day Parade. First appearing on a wildlife prevention poster in August of 1944, Smokey Bear quickly became a popular image to help the public understand the importance of preventing wildfire. But it was the introduction of a live bear with a compelling story that catapulted Smokey into the nation's consciousness. In 1950, a wildfire in New Mexico orphaned a black bear cub. One of the New Mexico firefighters, taking pity on the cub, took him home and helped him get medical attention. Later, he offered the cub to the Forest Service with the condition that the bear be dedicated to conservation. The Forest Service accepted both the cub and the condition, and the newly christened Smokey Bear would live out the rest of his days at the Smithsonian's National Zoo, a living embodiment of the importance of wildfire prevention. That personal connection many people felt with Smokey helped the original goal of educating Americans about the dangers and risks of wildfire, how they could prevent wildfires. 80 is a big number, a landmark birthday even. Past birthday celebrations have had Smokey honored by Congress. A Smokey Bear doll was launched into space with NASA. His image has been on postage stamps and license plates, and even given an exhibit again at the National Zoo where he lived back in the day. Like all of us, Smokey Bear has changed over the years. From illustrations to live-action portrayals to even CGI, Smokey has been seen in all mediums. However, the core of his image, the Forest Ranger hat, the shovel, and the blue jeans, remains the same. Similarly, the wording of Smokey's charge has changed a bit over the years, but the core message remains the same. From the original message of care will prevent 9 out of 10 forest fires, to only you can prevent forest fires, the idea of preventing unplanned human-caused wildfires has remained consistent. The Smokey Bear Awards honor those people and organizations who work to continue that connection the public has with Smokey and wildfire prevention. All three levels of awards are prestigious accolades, reserved for a select few individuals or organizations, and recognize sustained, outstanding service in wildfire prevention programs. They honor those who embody innovation, creativity, commitment, and a deep-seated passion for wildfire prevention. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's USDA Forest Service, in partnership with the National Association of State Foresters and the Ad Council, upholds the time-honored tradition of the National Smokey Bear Awards. For more information on Smokey Bear and the year-long celebration of his 80th birthday, go to www.smokeybear.com or www.fs.usda.gov. Visit talkinpets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
With a ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the Bear,
Smokey the Bear,
prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air.
He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. You can take a...
So I gotta ask, Kayla, do you know who Smokey the Bear is?
I do, yes. And when I first took Camden in, he had a Smokey the Bear shirt, actually, that I used to put on him all the time.
So Camden is your foster child, so people know.
Yes.
So Smokey the Bear is still out there. That's good.
Yes, he is.
Your Uncle Rich, I believe, used to be one of the policemen that used to escort Smokey the Bear around in Pennsylvania.
Interesting.
So... pretty cool. Good story.
Very
too.
Cool. Yeah. It is. I mean, it's iconic. You know, I remember from being a kid, John, we're the same age range. I'm sorry to say that to you, but
no.
It's just, I don't even remember the first time I saw it, but it's so recognizable.
It's a good thing, too, because, well, poor Smokey now. I mean, there's been so many fires out there.
Yes.
I mean, look at California and all, mm-hmm. and the whole West Coast, you know, dealing with all those flames and everything. So, it's been a wicked year for, well, last 2 years, actually, for fires and all, and everything that happened in Maui and all. So,
right.
You know, all the travesty from the fires out there. So people need to be careful. But it's hot out there, which doesn't help our cause.
Exactly.
But on a lighter note...
Let the games begin!
So, this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can identify this animal sound, you get to pick a prize. And we have, from Vitacraft, you can go with the cat treats, we have the lick and lap, or you can go with the purr sticks, which are the meaty little treats that you can rip off. It's like a stick, basically, on there. And there's quite a number of them in the pack. So you can go with those, or you can go with a book, a dog book, a cat book. We have Chicken Soup for the Soul. We do have CDs from Gino Sasani in Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets in four different colors. We have from Good Pets Foods. You can go with Daily Multi. You can go with Daily Probiotic and Hip and Joint Plus. We're going to send you all three of those. Those are actually treats for your dogs. They're treats and supplements. And we do have a turtle pendant still, the turtle pendant, which is really adorable. And we do have calendars from Workman Publishing. And Workman has cut out plastic. So they are no longer making plastic calendar stands or anything of that sort, which is really cool. And if you want to order a calendar, you can go to workmanpublishing.com. But the calendars that we're giving away, if you choose to pick them, is... Kayla, what is yours? Yours is the 365 dogs, right?
That's correct.
And that's the tape. You can put it on your desk or your table. Dr. Sue's got How to Speak Chicken.
I don't know where I'll hold this. But
so, How to Speak Chicken, you can go, and that's a wall calendar. So, Sue's taking that one home. Kayla's taking the desk calendar, 365 dogs, but we are giving their lookalikes away. So, you can pick those if you know what creature this is. Real quick, let me do the creature, Kay. This is it. What creature makes that sound? If you know what it is, 818-818-6401. Call and play the game. 818-818-6401. And this is Talkin' Pets.
Dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm. It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Still freaks me out. For the second time in 2 weeks, the Cape May Whale Watch and Research Center said a basking shark was spotted in the waters off the South Jersey coast. In a Facebook post from August 1st, the center shared video of a shark seen swimming about 5 miles off the coast of Cape May. The basking shark, which the center said is the second largest shark species alive today, was an estimated 15 to 20 feet long. Back in July, another basking shark was spotted just off the coast of Wildwood, also estimated to be between 15 to 20 feet in length. The Cape May Whale Watch and Research Center said it believes there were two different sharks because the shark seen near Wildwood had distinct notches on its dorsal fin, which didn't match the shark seen in Cape May. Melissa Larino, research director and naturalist with the Cape May Whale Watch and Research Center, said the recent sightings mark only two times staff had spotted basking sharks so close to land in the past 10 years. Basking sharks are typically not considered dangerous to humans, according to the Florida Museum of Natural History, and primarily because they eat zooplankton. They don't actually feed on fish, so they feed through the water with their mouths wide open and they engulfing plankton. Sharks are incredibly important to keeping our entire ecosystems healthy and balanced. On Monday, another video of a possible shark sighting in Cape May started circulating on the Facebook. CBS News Philadelphia has reached out to Cape May Beach Patrol for more information, and according to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, the coastal shark species typically encountered by anglers are sandbar, dusky, spiny, dogfish, common thresher, short fin mako, and blue sharks. Shark sightings along the Jersey shore are typically more common in the summer as sharks move north with the warmer temperatures. Once it gets in cooler air or cooler in the fall, they migrate south once again. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm John Patch.
Whoa, look at that treasure. You want to swim over to that island with me and get it? Now, I heard these are shark-infested waters, so if we see a shark, we got to get out of the water and up on something safe. Let's go. Swim, swim. To the right. Swim, swim. Duck. Swim.
Swim.
Firefighters from Oklahoma say a dog started a destructive house fire by chewing on a portable cell phone charging bank. The Tulsa Fire Department recently shared video from May of a dog chewing on a portable battery meant to charge cell phones. Firefighters say the dog damaged the lithium-ion battery, causing the fire. The video shows a dog who is lying on a mattress jump away from the battery when it begins giving off sparks. It then quickly catches fire. Firefighters say the blaze caused significant damage to the home. The dog who started the fire and his fellow pets, another dog and cat, made it out safely through a dog door. Lithium-ion batteries can explode and spark fires when damaged or even if they are just overheated. Fire officials say it's important to only use approved chargers for them and keep them out of reach of children and pets. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
Some bad news, better call the vet. Oh no, as the flames go high. Oh, the dog's on fire. Yeah, we gotta look on the bright side now. We'll save a lot of money on puppy chow. Oh yeah, and I'm not a liar. That I always thought he was a good little fellow. Now run to the store, get a bag of marshmallows. That dog cost me about $100. No, all that's left is a 10-cent collar. Oh no, I'm starting to perspire. Ooh, the dog's on fire.
You gotta look at it and laugh. You guys both thought it was a different song, right?
Where did
right?
you find that, John? Oh, my God.
Did you see the video? It's all over the news
no.
about the dog. Kayla, this is right up your alley.
No, Kayla, unless it was on TikTok, I did not see it.
Kayla got, her dog died of cancer.
I'm sorry,
Kayla. Like a year or two ago.
Yeah, 2 years.
Around the same time as your mom.
It was right after, yeah.
Yeah. And she was now thinking of getting another dog. And as soon as I saw that video on TV, I was like, this has Kay's name all over it. She's always leaving her phone being charged on the floor or wherever she finds an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
And I never knew that until I saw this. But they had the video because they had a security thing, camera in the house. And the dog took the thing out of the wall, the phone, with a dragging it across with the charger thing cord still on it, took it over to his doggy bed and started chewing on the phone as if it was a toy, and it blew up.
Oh my God.
And they said it's the battery within the cell phones that if they're pierced like that, they could cause fires. And it burned the house.
Oh my God.
So you could see the dogs running around like crazy. And the one dog was wagging its tail and jumping up and down like it was enjoying the flame as the bed, the doggy bed just totally went into flames. So it's like you got to be careful with your cell phones of where you lay them. So be very careful. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. We're looking for this, if you know what this... What creature makes that sound? And we have like all the things that you can pick from, but new, we have the calendars for 2025 from Workman Publishing. So, and you can buy them at workmanpublishing.com. And like I said, there's a lot of different ones. Dr. Sue picked, and the ones we're giving away today, is either the chicken calendar or the 365 dog days, which is a desk calendar. If you can identify this creature. This certain species is actually the largest of its kind. So that makes this sound. And they're so cute. And they can survive in bitter cold. So what is it? 818-818-6401. Dr. Sue, I can see those wheels are turning. You're thinking. They're really cute.
Yeah.
They can survive in bitter cold temperatures.
I think all animals are cute, though, John. So you
true.
Know,
that
that's
is true.
Kind of.
And it sounds like this. So what animal makes that sound? Play the game and win something. You can get a calendar for 2025. That's not $20.25. You're actually free. It's for the year 2025. So, but you got to play. You got to call. Sydney's waiting for your call. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And you can win a prize. So, I don't know about the all animals are cute, though. Like, I'm not a big fan of warthogs.
I think they're cute.
Do you?
Something about the tusks.
Somewhere.
Sometimes they're just so ugly they're cute.
But they fart a lot, too. So
I have never been that close to to know that, John. I want to know how you know that. Or did you just read that somewhere?
I read it. So I have never been that. I don't even know if I've ever seen. Well, I'm sure I've seen a warthog. I know on Disney I've seen a warthog.
Yeah.
You know, in Lion King. But this little guy that sounds like this. 818-818-6401. I'm trying to think. If I say this movie, you're going to know what it is. But you know what? I'm going to say the movie anyway, because maybe you didn't see the movie. But it's a big hint. Think Happy Feet.
Aww.
But there's a little catch to that. You may know what the animal is, but if you know what species of animal it is, I'll double the prize. So take a guess. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So we're going to go out to Larry in Marina, California. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Hi, John. Good. Nice
so,
to hear your show again.
Thank you very much. And this little guy here, I have a feeling you know what it is.
I think so. I think that would be your emperor penguin.
Oh, wow. You're even better than I thought. You knew exactly the species. So you're right. It's the emperor penguin. So congratulations.
Cool. Thank you.
I had my little disc ready already to do like one of these. No. and you got it.
Too bad, John.
Yeah, I know. I got, you know.
Yeah.
So, Larry, what do you want to go with? You got two things to pick out now. So we have the calendars for this year, which are really for next year, which are really cool. There's a dog calendar and we have a chicken calendar. One's a wall calendar, one's a desk calendar. And then, of course, we have the regular stuff. We have the books, the dog and cat books. We have the, I don't know if you've ever gone with the water bowl, the collapsible water bowl. We have that. We have Gino Sasani's CD in Cold Blood about reptiles. Dog books, cat books. We have the turtle pendant. It's a piece of jewelry. We have the cat treats, but I know you went with those, I think. Or did you? I don't know.
No, I went with the doggy probiotics before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think this time?
Yeah.
What do you want to go with?
You know, I think I'd like to get that doggy desk calendar. And,
awesome.
Yeah, I've already gotten a bowl. I got the orange bowl from you, and you were shocked that I got orange. And
well, not my favorite color, but...
Well, mine either, but I figured I couldn't lose it.
That's true.
How about In Cold Blood?
You got it coming out to you. We're going to send you out
cool.
the CD from Gino Sasani, and you're going to get 365 dog days of calendar, and that'll be your desk calendar. I'll tell you, I was already waiting. I was like, I wonder if I'm going to hear from these people, because I was already booking things for 2025, and I've been writing them down on a little piece of paper because I didn't have a calendar, and now I do. So I'm all set, and so are you, Larry. Stay on the line. We'll get your address again. We'll send that out to you. And as always, Larry, thanks for listening.
You betcha. Thanks for being there. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry out there in Marina, California. He got it. It was, and he even knew, Emperor Penguin. Knew the whole thing. Smart man. So.
And that was, yeah, really good, Larry.
Yeah, because there's several different species, you know, of the penguins. And those guys are the biggest ones. They're quite large. So, Kayla, I'm going to ask you a little question. Kayla,
yeah.
What does one penguin give the other penguin in terms of showing its love and wants to be its mate for the rest of life?
I'm going to say a fish.
What are you, stoned or stupid?
I get to use it.
Yeah.
Dr. Sue? You got to know it. We've talked about it on the show before. What does one penguin give the other penguin to show its love?
I'm drawing a blank, but a kiss. I don't know.
Right, another stupid human being.
I was waiting for it, John.
It's a stone.
Oh, I was going to say a piece of ice.
Stone.
Yeah, a stone. Picks out the nicest stone and presents it like a rock.
That's kind of like a human.
Yeah, like Look a rock on the finger.
That's so nice. I'm glad you told us that.
Well, now you know. So once again, congratulations, Larry, in Marina, California, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
You can stop the tears from falling down.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. You see it and you feel it. Spending and inflation are on the rise. The dollar is falling. Why are we borrowing and paying interest on our own money? Why haven't we eliminated the Fed? It's time to get real and bring back sound money. Don't be left behind when this economic bubble breaks. Protect your nest egg with physical gold and silver from Midas Gold Group. When the chaos of big government and big banks fail you, save your financial freedom and future with a call to veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. 855-322-GOLD or always at MidasGoldGroup.com. Don't wait for trouble. Protect yourself now with Midas Gold Group, 855-322-4653. That's 855-322-GOLD, MidasGoldGroup.com. It's gold you can hold.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or
720-6040. The largest... World's largest iceberg, affectionately called A23A, has led an exciting life. In 1986, it cleaved from the Antarctica continent and started drifting northward, but then it got stuck in mud at the bottom of the Weddell Sea. I guess that's what happens to an iceberg that's 1,000 feet deep. But in 2020, it once again broke away, pursuing its original northward path. But suddenly, the trillion-ton iceberg stopped moving and is now spinning in a circle. Imagine a 1,600-square-mile piece of ice as deep as the Empire State Building spinning slowly but steadily enough to fully rotate it on its head over the course of about 24 days. The iceberg is spinning near the South Orkney Islands, about 375 miles northeast of the Antarctic Peninsula, maintaining a chill 15-degree rotation per day, according to the British Antarctic Survey, the United Kingdom's Polar Research Institute. When will it stop spinning? Who knows, says the BBC. But when Professor Meredith placed a scientific buoy in a Taylor column above another bump to the east of Peary Bank, the floating instrument was still rotating in a place 4 years later. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family. I'm John Patch. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
No, I'm curious. Did you see, like, we're on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Something went by the camera, but we were all sitting.
I didn't see
it. It was right when I put my glasses on.
It was.
Were you up?
No.
I'll have to go back and look. It was weird because it looked like a human and it wasn't one of us. Anyway,
that is weird, John.
Oh, my life is weird. So 818-818-6401, that's the number. So Dr. Shu, you were talking about fleas and everything. Are you seeing like an overabundance of them this year?
more than ever?
I have this last couple weeks for some reason, and I don't know if it's the weather or the we had so much rain or what's going on, but the conditions seem to be perfect. I've had a lot of people coming in for exams to get flea products, you know, and a lot of dogs and cats with a fair number of fleas and allergies, flea allergy dermatitis, we call it, John.
And that's because one bite from a flea could cause a dog to itch like crazy,
for
right?
2 weeks. In some dogs, you can have one dog or cat that is not allergic to the fleas, and they can have a lot of them, and they're not really itchy. But if your dog or cat is allergic, it's the saliva of one or two fleas is enough to just make them go nuts for a couple weeks. And, you know, you got to get that under control. Because
how do you get that under control?
Well,
flea
products? Yeah, it depends upon the person's situation and living, you know, environment and everything, because fleas, of course, are in the house and in the yard as well. That's how that goes. So that's where they come from. So what you're seeing on the animal might just be the tip of the iceberg. So there's a lot of products out there now, John. Gosh, you've probably heard them and talked about them. I mean, years ago, we just had older things like dips and sprays that were not very effective. But we've got a lot of products now, topicals and orals, that are very effective. And sometimes people are uncomfortable with certain types of products. And so that's part of the discussion of, you know, what someone is okay with, using. But, you know, there's two sides to that coin, because think of all the bad things that fleas and ticks, the diseases that they can also give your pet. So you got to weigh the risks and benefits of what to use in what situation.
So, and I've heard also, too, with some of the flea products, they've kind of stopped working. It's almost like the fleas have become
resistant.
Resistant to
them. There are a couple things I find. Well, we're in Florida, so, you know, we have the great Florida flea. And think of anything. We've learned this with COVID over the past several years. Anytime you have an organism, whether you have a vaccine or a treatment or whatever, it's going to prevent a certain percentage, but then there's going to be another percentage that still makes it. And even if it's small, those are the ones that are going to keep reproducing. So over time, you can get resistance to antibiotics, to medications of different kinds, for sure. So that's what we're seeing with a couple of the different products out there. But it seems to me like sometimes it's certain areas, you know. I mean, I have an example, one topical flea product, and it works great against ticks still, but certain people, the practice come in and they're using it, and it's just not working. The fleas are laughing at it. But I get others that say, it's working fine for me. So there's a lot of factors.
That's bizarre, because it's like I was using a certain one, and it stopped working for my cats. And then I went to another one, and it burned one of my cats. Mm-hmm. And it's weird, because I use the same product on all three of them.
Right.
But it burned one cat, but not the other two.
Yeah.
So then I went on to a third one, which I'm using now, and it seems to be fine.
Yeah.
So you sometimes maybe have to go through different products before you find something that actually works or doesn't harm the animal. But it's weird how it would not work for some and does work for others.
There's a lot of variability there. And like you think about the commercials on TV, John, where it says, don't take this product or drug if you're allergic to it. Well, how do you know until you take it or use it? And so that's what happened with you, and then you know.
Well, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. Those dogs, cats, pigs, chickens, hamsters, they need a home. And you'll find all kinds of different animals at shelters. From myself, John Patch.
Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.